Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest games.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's where we love it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
It might have been the shortest off-season we've ever had, but has it ever seemed so long to get back to the footy? And this is so good to have the footy back and to be at the footy here at Melbourne's Amy Park. It's the first time in such a long time that they are playing in front of a crowd down here. It's a very pleasant night, bit cool. There's been spits of rain, but it looks like it's holding off. Perfect conditions, and what a game. What a game to start us off for season 2021. This is one of the best season openers we have ever seen, with Melbourne, the champions, up against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, everyone's hot pick to win the comp in 2021. It's a sensational matchup to open the season. And Triple M Footy, we're doing it once again, and we're here every Thursday night, Friday 6 p.m. A lot of you will get the 8 p.m. game, especially up in Queensland. We've got the Saturday show, the Sunday show, the Saturday 3 p.m. game, the Sunday 4 p.m. game. When there's Sunday night footy, we'll be doing that as well. And all the big games, Anzac Day, Easter, all the special matches, you'll get them right here on Triple M. It gets bigger and better every year. And Wendell Saylor, once again, we are reunited on a Thursday night. Hello to you.
Yes, Stan, good to be back on a Thursday night with you. And, you know, it's always fun. Especially, I couldn't believe we had this in a away trip. I think the last one was Adelaide, but an NRL trip had been a while.
I haven't seen you since, it was only a week ago when I kicked your backside at that golf thing. But Ryan Girdler, joining us on Thursday.
I've been promoted, Dan.
Joining us
finally
on Thursday.
After about 15 years, I've got a promotion in this joint.
Hang on, did you lose the Friday gig?
No, I'm still doing Friday as well.
We know that's the best gig.
I'm still doing Friday.
You get on a five-minute pre-game.
Oh, they take me off the Friday. They can tear up my contract there. But I've got Thursday. I'm here with you boys, and I've scored a nice early trip away. And you're right, the NRL, they got it right, didn't they? I mean,
yes.
You know, big crowd here tonight at Melbourne. Haven't seen their home side play since round four last year, which was, I think, against the Rabbitohs anyway. And, yeah. You know, their team's gone on to win the premiership, so they get to celebrate that here tonight. I think the only people that wouldn't be happy about this first game fixture, Dan, would be the Rabbits, even though they come in red hot form. Their record down here is horrific. They haven't won a game in Melbourne.
Isn't that like clearly South, for most of the, not even most of that period, for a lot of that period, have been one of the, you know, cellar dwellers of the competition. Well, not for the last 7 or 8 years, minus a couple of years, but to not win once, 16 straight losses. Next door at the old Olympic Park, never won. Here at Amy Park, never won. But they've been getting closer and closer. Last year, I think the final score might have been 22-8, but it was close until about the 60-minute mark when that man Cam Smith hit the go button and South couldn't keep up with him. And it's actually a similar story in Sydney towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So no Cam to deal with. MG, of course, is still very much with us. You would have just heard him in Sydney doing the rush hour. He will be back doing Friday
he's doing
night.
Friday and
doing
Saturday.
The Saturday show this year as well.
So.
I don't know if that's a promotion or a demotion, but he's going to be with us
just
anyway.
Just a few little switches. Peter Sterling with us as usual on a Saturday. Benji Marshall, the big off-season signing. And because Southdale are such a popular television team, they're playing a hell of a lot of Thursday and Friday night football, which we'll be calling a lot of those games here on Triple M. But that he's doing Sunday for us. I think he only set to miss two or three of them all season. So great to have Benji join the team.
I'm looking forward to calling him on Sunday with you guys. I'm on Sunday.
That's right, because Gordy's with us as well. But he's going to do some of the Sunday night games, and he's got so it's pretty much the same team, and all the same sideline people, the Emma Lawrences, they'll be coming back. So very, very exciting.
And congratulations to Emma Lawrence. She's moved on to Channel 9 now.
Yeah. I think she's doing games for night. She's part of the newsroom, and I think she might be doing some sideline for their rugby league as well.
Well, you know what? That's what we do, mate. We, you know, we just
don't forget about it, Dan, when you're going to move up in.
Yeah, look, you, Dan.
Star status. Remember where you came from and who. made you who you are.
That's right.
What about
one of our originals, Paul Gallen? He's gone off to work somewhere else now.
Of course, he's
forgotten us
completely. We made that bloke.
We absolutely made that bloke. Yeah. And now he's off doing radio, doing TV.
And just knocking blokes out left, right and centre. So you two are bagging him, I'm not, so that's fine.
I'm going to that fight.
He's got a fight. It's part of the media down there. So yeah.
All right, we should go for a feed before then.
Yeah, I've got a couple of good places down there.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you excited? I mean, yes, of course we're excited. What are you particularly excited about coming into 2021?
I'm excited to see how, you know, a team like the Titans, they've recruited quite well. This is probably the strongest recruitment I've seen for a long time from the Titans. And then they've overtaken, I think, the Cowboys and Broncos, not so much in profile, but I think there's a lot more talk around the Titans, and not just the roster, but also the coach, Justin Holbrook. And just the way they played in the trials, and I think Tino scored this unbelievable try that you just think, you know, sometimes when the kids play Origin and that at an early age, they just pat themselves on the back and think, I'm going all right. He seems like he's that kid that's going to set the standard there at the Titans.
So the Titans play
Warriors
Saturday afternoon. Yeah. We'll have that one. That's a fascinating game because Warriors, our man Nathan Brown, he's off coaching them now. And, geez, they look like a strong team, the likes of Fanua Blake, Ben Murdoch-Masilla joining them.
Yeah,
but, of course, they're stuck in Australia again for a while, so you never know with them. But
and RTS, like, he's off to the rugby, but still, you know, because he's such a good bloke and he's done so much in rugby league, we're happy to see him, you know, say thanks very much for the memories and hopefully has a cracking year.
What excites you, Gerds, about 2021?
Oh, Dan, I love my girls, but I live with, you know, I got two young girls and my wife and I spend all off-season with them in the house, so just getting some footy back on weekends, mixing it up with you guys, going on the little trips and just what that brings, talking sport. I mean, I love it.
I mean,
but in relation to the NRL, Dan.
Hang on. You've
That's what excites me the most.
Yeah. He's lived on the Northern Beaches looking down at the rest of us. Karma got the Northern Beaches, but I love the Northern Beaches.
Oh, come on.
But you were stuck in your home.
Yes.
God, that must have been a pucker. That was over Christmas.
Mate, we don't leave our home anyway.
I know. Yeah, you don't. There was an irony to that, where they cut the border, the south and the north. Why?
Yeah, well, it was a little bit weird, but I was just on the south end, so I was Greater West in Sydney. I wasn't in that Northern Avalon cluster, so to speak. But it was a tough period up there, Dan. But we came through it.
No, you did, and beautiful part of the world. And
but in
thank
relation,
goodness, it was only a short term.
And let's hope it doesn't happen again. In relation to the footy. Gee, there's some sides that can win it this year, aren't there? I mean, we go into everyone's optimistic and everyone's done their best in the pre-season, and you generally think you go in as a player and administrators as a legitimate chance, but there's got to be six or seven real chances so far this year. And going through the sides through the week, there's a couple of teams that probably over the last couple of years you can just feel have been building, and obviously you've got the Raiders who have been thereabouts, and, you know, with some of the travel requirements for them last year and some of the injuries they had again to key players, and I know that can happen, but gee, I just think, I know they lost Johnny Bateman, but some of these young forwards, these Hudson Youngs and Tarpany and these guys coming through,
not a lot, but
I just think that they're just set to do something special this year. You saw Penrith last year. Now, they've got to overcome a fair bit, Dan. They've got some young guys that have obviously going to have to deal with, you know, contracts,
expectation,
but also dealing with, you know, the fame and what that brought. And this year they're not in the bubble, which last year would have been easy for them to control because they couldn't really go out of that. This year they're going to be out with the people and they're going to have to deal with a lot of different things. Trent Barrett's left and he was, you know, the brains behind their attack last year. And if you think about the year before last, their attack was pretty ordinary and they still had a similar roster. So I think Trent made some big inroads with how they attack. So whether they maintain that, and who takes over that role is an important one. And losing guys like Mansour, who was brilliant for them last year, bringing the ball out of trouble, and then also Tarmow, their skipper up front. So they've got a few challenges to overcome, but they've certainly got the roster. You're going to have the Roosters and the Storm. We know that they're going to be thereabouts. But everyone's talking about the Rabbits.
Yeah.
And they're another side that have just been building nicely over the last couple of years, haven't they? They've got Joy Arrow and Mansour for them, you know, a big, because they haven't always had big bodies at the back to help them, you know, getting the ball up the field. So I think Mansour's just a brilliant.
It's like a round peg in a round hole. They needed that guy.
They've had Johnston and they've got these guys that are great finishers, but, you know, to have that guy that's just going to start their sets off in a positive way like the Source can,
I
think's a big inclusion, and they're just, you know, they're poised as well. So exciting season for those clubs. And as you guys spoke about, Titans, Warriors, some big changes there. Yeah. Looking forward to see how they go.
So Triple M Footy, by the way, once again, is thanks to our friends at Ream Hot Water. Boy, Ream Hot Water, Gerds, I reckon they've been with us from just about the outset.
They're the best. They really are the best.
It's honestly...
Steady, hot and strong.
It sounds like a suck here, but honestly, to have brands like that with us, because that's a great... No one complains about Ream. You just know exactly what you get, and it's quality, so makes us better.
Tough year as well, Dan, for everyone, you know, economically. So for them to come back on board and support us the way they do, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right. Maccas as well with us. As per usual, Mitsubishi Triton, Choice Hotels, Tyre Power, Cbus Super. You've been with us for a long time as well. Qualify Me are joining us. And also KO. KO with us in season two. They're going from strength to strength. You've got all the Fox Sports events on KO. It's nice and very affordable.
I'm a KO convert.
I told you.
You got me onto KO last year.
It's and this is before. No, I reckon it was 2 years ago, I was at Fox, when I said, I'm telling you, this KO, the mini games.
Mate, how good are the mini games?
The mini games. It's like a cheat for people like us.
Really good.
If we don't watch a game live, if we have a little drinky poo on a Saturday night, and
it's
we
a little catch up, isn't it?
It's a little cheat sheet. But you got over 50 minutes. Sports live and on demand on KO. They had all the trials, the rugby league trials. Which was good fun. And if you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial now. So free trial for 14 days. And then after that, I'm telling you, it's not that expensive. It's very affordable. You got the supercars. You got all the footy codes. You got the cricket. What a massive cricket season we just had. KO Sport lives here. Mm. So once again, thanks to everyone for joining us. Very interesting, Wendell, all these new rules that we've got in season 2021. Now, we've had a couple of, you know, all those trials I was talking about that were streamed, and the Charity Shield was a television game, and the Maori and Indigenous All-Stars. We've had a little sort of appetizer about these new rules. The main ones, I guess, involve penalties being replaced by six again for offside infringements. Again, attempt to speed the game up. There's a few others which we'll get to as well. Do you like it, or have they gone too far?
I think they've gone too far. Look, I just think, like, last year, I think we started to get a product that was... Mate, there was nothing wrong with the product anyway, but we are in the entertainment. We want to speed it up. But not to this extent that hopefully, touch wood, that we don't get a lot of injuries. You know, soft tissue injuries more so. Some of the players like it. Some of the players, I think, have whinged already. But, I just don't know. I just don't know if we need to keep tinkering with it, because I think the standard of football we saw last year... Mate, it was so enjoyable. As commentators, I think we're heading the right direction.
Is there a chance, Gerds? Remember, you boys played in the Super League era, and the games were too quick, and it ended up just becoming... it was unlimited interchange, which helped, but also it was basically five dummy half runs because it was quasi-touch football. Is there a danger?
Suited Cronulla Sharks.
Is there a danger? What are you talking about?
Cronulla Sharks, they love five runs for a bomb. That's what that was their game plan.
Mate,
that's nasty.
You smashed them, mate.
Leave Johnny Lang alone.
Why would you pour dirt over them?
You beat them 100-0 in the grand final. Wasn't that enough?
Man, they gave you a home grand final
with
Willie Nelson.
It was the best week of my life. You know what they did in there? They took a couple of players from every club that didn't make the grand final and just let us loose up there and gave us memberships at City Rowers, which is one of the famous nightclubs in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And we had to be there every night of the week.
Yeah. And then you stayed at the Hilton.
We stayed at the Hilton just around the corner. Yep. It was a great week. But I think time will tell, Dan. It's hard to say. The good thing about what they've done this year is they've given the teams plenty of notice and the clubs plenty of notice to practice what's going to happen and what the changes are. Whereas last year we went into that COVID lockdown period. Pete came out and said, you know what? We're going to make the game a little bit faster and a little bit more interesting for the fans. And they came back a couple of weeks later and they were playing with one referee and some new rules. So everyone's got time to adjust, but I think time will tell.
And if it's an absolute catastrophe, they can, after 4 weeks, they can say, okay, listen, we tried it. And they've got, I think they've got the lack of ego, the NRL, to say, you know
what? Didn't work.
We got it wrong.
Yep.
We tried something, We got it wrong. Scrums, if the ball is booted into touch or if someone carries it over the touchline, they won't have a scrum for that. They will have a changeover. But when there's a forward pass or a knock-on, there will be a scrum. And we'll go through some of the...
And if they're going to have a scrum, they're going to have a proper scrum. That's what I like about it, Dan.
Well, they say.
Well, if you break early, you're going to be penalised. And if you break early again, potentially someone could be sent to the bin. Now, is that right or wrong? Because that seemed... like a pretty big decision to make.
I've got to be honest, Gerds. When they put out all those rules and when they get to the...
So you don't know?
When they police the scrum.
Just tell me you don't know.
No, I'm getting to that. Okay. Let me qualify it. I glaze over because I think every year they say we're going to fix the scrum. And then it never changes.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
Teams are in, by the way, and a player will make his debut. I'm guessing 99% of the rugby league public has not heard of him. We will get to that in a moment, but let's go to the break and have a listen to this as we get ready for the first game of the NRL season live on Triple M.
First game of the season, all you think is thank God football's here, but you're just so excited about playing round one. You just want to get out there and put everything into place that you've been training for.
A really joyous time because A, you've put the pre-season in the rearview mirror. You've got through 3 months of the hardest training you'll ever do in your life, unscathed.
Well, you're champing at the bit. You just want to get out there and rip straight in because it's been this clock that's been counting down, ticking away, and finally you get to cross that white line and go out and kick off a new season, a new campaign. You've got high hopes and you want to start the season off well.
First game, you're excited but you're nervous. When you're running out there, you're not thinking, okay, I just want to show the fans what I can do. You want to show your teammates?
I think you want to set a benchmark. You want to set a precedent for the rest of your season to get that snowball rolling and come off 80 minutes later, hopefully with a team win, but also with a really good individual showing.
You're about to put the boots on and run out into a footy field when the sun is still shining.
You know, there's so many feelings when you're running out, when you know it's time to go.
The crowd's still in their shorts and singlets, and it's like a carnival atmosphere.
It's a coliseum.
I really made sure that I soaked it all in. You can hear the noise, but I really made a conscious effort to almost have eye contact with the fans, you know, to go out there and to feed off them to some degree. So I made sure that I really absorbed what the crowd had to offer. You want to feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Round one just has that feel about it that here we go again.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Light starting to take over here at Amy Park. We are allowed 15,000. It's 50% capacity here, 75% for the New South Wales games, and 100% for Queensland. 100%. Yeah. So
they need the tourism up there, apparently, Dan.
That's how we do it, mate. That's how we do it up there in Queensland.
They're making up for lost time, I think.
Mate, we had a good year last year, Queensland.
Let's not lose them yet. Let's not lose our Queensland, although I'm sure a lot of listeners agree. Now, another new member of the Triple M family is here. Natalie Ioannidis is joining us on the sideline. She'll be doing several Melbourne Storm games. Nat, hello to you.
Dan, it took you half an hour to introduce me. What are you doing?
It's showbiz. It's a build-up.
We're building it up.
Welcome, Nat. Get used to it.
You don't put the showstopper on at the start.
You got to bring out the big names early. Come on, Dan.
Now
that's why I'm here.
That's not the crowd cheering for Nat. I don't want Nat to get a big head. It's a storm.
Too late.
It's a storm coming out. Now there's a kid in jersey number 21. Who is he? He's about to make his debut. What do we know about him?
Yeah, young man by the name of Tyson Smoothie, which I reckon is a name that you guys can have plenty of fun with today. He's a young hooker from the Sunshine Coast. He comes in for Nico Hines because Brandon Smith unlikely to play the full 80 minutes today. So they just needed a little bit more support in the number nine. He came down and did some pre-season training with the Melbourne Storm. He is from their feeder club. Was supposed to be here for 5 weeks, but the Storm just kept extending his stay, and eventually he's managed to work his way into the team for an NRL debut. They don't even have his profile up on the website yet, boys, but I can tell you he's 21 years old and he's from the Sunshine Coast.
There's a few good stories like that this weekend where the kid from Canterbury, Brad Dietz, the school teacher.
Yeah, the school teacher.
He's 26. And he gets his debut and a couple of others as well. Nat, you might know from rugby, Wendell. She covered a lot of rugby, and there's about 4,000 here at the moment, so this should be nice and comfortable. This is a Melbourne Rebels crowd right now. Nat will be with us all night.
Go on, you Nat.
So, Smoothie in, Nico Hines out. The Storm, it's a pretty familiar-looking side, although George Jennings makes his Melbourne debut. Remus Smith at number three. He can play, can't he, Remus Smith?
Yeah, he can. Well, he's played along the wing, though, hasn't he, in the past?
Yeah, but he can play centre, and I think that's coming into a club like Melbourne Storm, it'll only benefit him. You know, you learn so much about yourself, and not just as an individual, I suppose, but as a team man.
Well, they just have such good systems in place. You saw that with Branko Lee coming last year, and that's a position that he's going to fill tonight, and I think that's the opportunity for South Sydney. If you've got Jennings and Smith, because Ollam and Carr, their combination on the left is obviously going to remain, so these guys will play on the right-hand side, and they'll be defending in that new partnership there, and that's just the side South Sydney like to go. That's the one with Cody Walker, that's the one with Gagai, that's the one with Johnston, and that's where Latrell comes in, so those guys are going to be under a little bit of defensive pressure early, but they're talented guys, and they're in the Storm system, so they'll be expected to produce.
And now, a man who doesn't normally appear with us on a Thursday night, because he's usually got some Channel 9 commitments, but he's, of course, part of Saturday footy, and I believe might be doing a couple of Sunday games with us as well.
Yeah.
The great man, Peter Stirling. Welcome back to Triple M for another season.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Lovely to be back, and what a way to kick off this year. Great game down at Amy Park. And yes, I'm sitting at home with a cold pizza and a beer, listening to you guys and watching the telly at the same time. So I'm in seventh heaven.
You're multitasking, Pete. Good to hear. You're eating pizza, you're watching TV, you listen to the wireless. Hey, how good are you going up there?
Well, it's taken me a long time to be able to do that. Normally I have trouble just on being involved in one specific thing. So hopefully a sign of maturity, Gertz.
And I've got no doubt that you've got a game of golf in there today at some stage.
That was yesterday.
Wendell, of course.
And, mate, I'd love to get you out there because you talk a good game. And I do need some extra wages coming in. So if you could keep a round of golf available for me, I'm ready whenever you are.
I can do that for you, legend.
What is the Stirling beer of choice with a nice warm pizza?
Crown Lager.
Okay, classic.
Yes.
A classic beer for a classic fella. The South Sydney side. Benji is going to be number 14. He will play. So South's 1-17. So and all you super coaches, no late changes for them. How do you think this is going to work, Sturlo? Benji Marshall in the 14 role with Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, the 6 and 7. Damien Cook's an 80-minute player. How are they going to use Benji?
Well, you know, obviously that might be determined by injury, but if you know that's not a consideration, they'll just put Benji on to buzz around. Maybe, obviously, they'll have worked long and hard on it. The very fact that he's involved in the 17 means that Wayne has a plan for him. But there are a lot of situations that happen in game, and you know, he may well be a masterstroke with his experience and the fact that he can play a number of positions. I'm probably looking more at the Melbourne bench, Dan. I think there's enormous pressure on them tonight when you consider that with no Harry Grant there, no Dale Finucane. Now, that would normally mean that if Grant was playing, that on the bench you'd have either a Christian Welsh and a Sofa Solomona and or a Brandon Smith. Mm. So that they don't have that luxury tonight. And obviously Kamikamika and Eisenhuth and Lewis, you know, they're going to have to be, you know, big contributors tonight to cover that loss, because it's a very different looking Melbourne side. Brandon Smith, can he be as effective out of dummy half? We know that he's a New Zealand test rake, but he plays such a different game. And, you know, is he better served in the 13 with this side? I don't know. But tonight he's operating out of dummy half. And, you know, that means that Melbourne will play differently, because he is so different to what they've enjoyed there for the last, nearly 20 years.
Speaking of these young players, the young fullbacks there, obviously Latrell Mitchell, there seems to be real maturity. It's like he understands it's his time to sort of, you know, stand up and just take some accountability for his, you know, I suppose, his rock star image in the game. And also Papenhuyzen, the last time he sort of played, he was Clive Churchill.
He was indeed. That's one of the great individual matches tonight. Obviously, they might not come up against each other with the ones on their back, but such key men for the respective lineups. You know, there was a lot of emphasis, obviously, on the Charity Shield win for South Sydney, and they were dynamic, but you know, their opposition was pretty poor. So, you know, South Sydney would know that they'll need to be a whole lot better tonight, and Latrell, he'll be looking to continue that kind of form. What really impressed me, Del, was the fact that there were times where he pushed up through the middle. We know how dangerous he can be, you know, fanning either left or right and coming in as that well, not necessarily a second 5/8, but making the overlap or getting involved in that fashion. But he pushed up through the middle a lot, and I think, you know, the fullbacks in today's game have to do that. No one does it better than Tedesco, but there were good signs that Luttrell, you know, was bringing that part into his game. And when he did come around on occasions to the left and right, I think he threw two passes for tries where he looked like a 5/8 halfback. He waited. He actually double pumped on one occasion just to commit the defender through the cutout pass. Like, there was ball playing there as well. So now Luttrell's got it all. Hopefully he'll have an injury-free season, and if he does, then he's a major boost to this South Sydney lineup.
Now, what is great, Sturlo, about tonight is all those pre-season interviews you do where you always get asked at the end, right, who's going to win the comp, who makes the grand final. That ends. But we haven't started yet, so I'm going to ask you, because I know you love this question. I know you love it when we put it in the machine and we bring it back 6 months later. Who plays in the grand final?
I'm going to go for a Penrith-Canberra grand final.
Ooh, okay.
I do expect that the majority of teams who played finals last year will again do so this year. Normally, we're having a look at maybe two or three teams that drop out and are replaced, but I think the top seven sides from last year will be there. So I can only see room for maybe one team to come into finals football this year out of that bottom eight from 2020. I think there'll be some changing in positions, the configuration of those first, you know, six teams. But I just think the quality of squad, the depth that they have, the fact that they have the right balance to be successful when you come to experience and exciting youngsters and kicking games and playmakers, I just think both Penrith and Canberra are really well served there. And I think what they endured last year does actually put Penrith in good stead this year.
All right. I think a lot of people would agree with that summation, Sturlo. Great to have you back for another year. I think you've been with us since about 2010, so you're an absolute veteran now of Triple M footy, and you've sunk the Maroons level on a Saturday. I love listening to those Saturday arvos.
I'm back with you guys too, so it'll even go, it'll get lower.
You're with it as well?
Yeah, I'm back.
Sturlo used to try...
We had a good run there for a year, Pete, but they just couldn't handle it, mate.
But Sturlo, what I loved about Sturlo was he used to try and put him back, you blokes back on. He's stopped now. He's just part of the silliness as well. See you, Sturlo.
See you, Pete.
Have a great call, guys, and enjoy
the
season.
Thanks, mate.
All right.
Enjoy that cold pizza, mate.
Let's go down to Natalie Yanides. You got a special guest.
I sure do, boys. I've got the injured Harry Grant down with me at the moment. Harry, obviously incredibly frustrating for you not to start the season. How's the knee going, and when can we expect you back?
Definitely not the way I would have liked to start, but I think it's looking at another 4 to 5 weeks. But, sort of just a time thing, and I don't really want to rush into it, so... we're fortunate we've got time on our hands at the moment.
Just how frustrating is it, given the season that you had last year with the Tigers?
Definitely very frustrating. I think you go through a pre-season just to sort of play footy and play round one, but I'm just trying to be as positive as I can, and it's a pretty awkward one, so it could have been a lot worse. So.
All right, boys, I'm going to throw it up to you. Harry says he doesn't want to answer any questions about Cameron Smith, but I've told him that that's probably unlikely, so go for your life.
All right, Harry, we'll go in another direction, mate. Tell us a little bit about Tyson Smoothie.
Oh, Tyson, he's, he come down on a training trial with from the Sunny Coast Falcons. He's Sunny Coast Junior and played a fair bit of footy up there, and he's a year younger than me, so... I've always known him growing up. He's always been at Queensland schoolboys and always in the rep sides. And, he sort of had a bit of time with the Broncos and then Penrith last year. And, so then he got the training trial with the Storm and, he made the most of it. And he's getting the debut round one. It's pretty special
for him. Is he a general number nine, or does he move around the pack a little bit?
He's a big boy, so he can play a bit in the middle, but he's more so a nine, so I think he'll probably just play nine tonight.
Hey, mate, Wendell Saylor here, mate. I'm looking at some of your backs here. Obviously, Josh Adokar is looking an absolute treat out there, but I'm looking forward to seeing how big Remus Smith goes and George Jennings there.
You're just giving the wingers a rap there, Del.
Mate, you know I've got to do that, Harry. Come on, mate, you know that.
I'm really looking forward to... seeing Remus and George tonight, and Joshy and Jazzy again. But, Remus and George have both had good pre-seasons, and Remus is a massive body, and he's going to be a good target for us tonight with kick options and fifth tackle options. So, looking forward to that.
What have you made of some of these new rule changes, Harry?
It was a bit weird in our trial. We probably didn't sort of see too many of them pop their head up, but
Did it open up a little bit in the middle for you or not, for you guys?
It was, but I was gassed last week too. But
too much time in Byron?
Yeah. Good off season. I think it will open up, and being the first game of the season, it'll definitely be one where they're trying to sort of put their stamp on the game with the new rule changes, and I think it'll definitely be a lot faster and bring a lot more fatigue through the middle and be pretty exciting.
Harry, I've got one question about Cam and that's it, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think that statue looks anything like? Don't answer. Don't answer.
Good on you, mate.
Mate, we can't wait to see you back, mate. Congratulations on Origin and your debut last year. Spectacular. Well done.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There he is, mate. Harry Grant. And they do look better in person, those statues. Did you walk?
No, I just saw him from behind.
Hey.
I just saw him from behind.
Right.
Yeah.
Most people sort of looked at them front on, but...
I like to do things differently, Dan. They were impressive from behind. Did you have a look?
Yeah, they were. Maybe.
No, I looked at them... Because yesterday on TV, not only does the Cam one really looks nothing like him, but, it must be a bloody hard thing making statues, honestly.
Yeah, but if that's what you do...
But yeah.
But if that's your job,
you got one job.
And they just didn't take to one of the public schools and say, do your best. They got a professional in to make a statue that's going to be there for a very long time. So you're thinking that they know what they're doing.
But the all-time Hall of Famer is that Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. How bad was that?
Like, surely there's a point when... Matt, there's got to be that point where the statue maker goes, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one part you got to get right.
The eyes.
I mean, the body and that doesn't really matter, does it? But just get the features right.
But I'm telling you, down there, it does look better. The fans down there, they were getting their photos taken with them. So very popular. Very popular.
Yeah.
Does Cooper Cronk deserve one? I always think with statues, like, they don't... You can do as many as you want because it doesn't hurt anyone, but they're not cheap.
Yeah, but also I think both those blokes, you know, one club player, so I get that. Loyalty's a big thing, you know, in rugby league.
So you'll never get a statue inside a Suncorp?
No, I never want a statue, no.
But there's like a cement, a concrete footing down there, and there's enough space for another one.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You know, so if they want to get the big three in there at some point, maybe they're going to give it to Coop. Maybe they're hanging around to see what Munster does, or maybe Harry.
Or Pap.
They're just going to wait a few years and
see
how that pans out.
Now, these teams have been out here for a little while. Very pleasant conditions here in Melbourne. Absolutely perfect for footy, so... they're certainly not like the trial games where it was stinking hot across most of the country. So the Storm out there right in front of us, and always great first round of the day. They look fit. I saw the West Tigers a couple of weeks ago. My God, there are some players there that you could barely recognise them. Luciano Leilua looked like he'd lost about 10. He was cut.
Yep.
James Roberts looks as good as he has in years. And there's a few others. Now, whether that results in...
Yeah, still, but
can only be a good thing.
Yeah.
Can only be a good
thing. It's about maintaining that, Dan. And we've seen sides like Parramatta. A lot of sides just, you know, go really well out of the blocks and then get to the halfway mark and they haven't got a lot left. So I think it's just about making sure. And I think that's what Wayne Bennett's always really done well is, you know, he gets his sides up and down when they need to be. He knows that they can't play, you know, 30 rounds at the top of their game.
No.
So brings them in and out. And, they look like they're... Pretty fit and ready to go tonight, Dan. The interesting thing I think about the Storm is too, and we didn't get to ask Sturlow about it, but it's going to be interesting when the Storm get themselves in a lot of positions because they're such a process-based team where they're often behind on the scoreboard with 10, 15 minutes to go, but they never panic and they always find a way out. How many times have they found a way out of the impossible situation just because of the composure and the calm? Now,
the guy who usually does that.
Who does that for them now?
Yeah.
I mean, what is that part of their game? Or when things out there in the middle get a little bit frantic, how are they going to control that and who's going to handle that? And they're big moments in games that, you know, and I'm not saying that Cam can't do it and Jerome can't do it and Pappenhausen won't do it at some point, but one of those guys is going to do it this year.
That's
a big difference.
But this is where, I agree with you. This is where, you know, we all know what Cam Munster can do when he's at his absolute best. But this is what he's got to start to do now. He's got to start to take that next level and be composed and be that player who does the kick, who does the big play.
Triple M Footy, as always, brought to you by Ream Hot Water. Ask your plumber to install a Ream and Macca's. Good night for Macca. Sturlo's got the pizza, but it's a good night for Macca's. Especially if you're just about to get home. Stop through a drive-thru. Footy's back and we are loving it. Triple M rocking the footy live from Amy Park. I want it, I want it.
for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Live at Amy Park. Great to be at the ground. You can smell the grass in the...
What?
Don't you enjoy when you come to the footy, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and you can smell the grass?
I love the liniment. You know the liniment? That when you used to go in the dressing rooms and there's a smell that's like...
But see, I'm not used to that.
Like deep heat. It's got this other smell to it.
I understand that.
It's unreal.
But being a, you know...
You can smell the grass.
As a fan, you can smell the grass. Yeah. It's a good feeling, and it's a good crowd. There's a good atmosphere building here at Amy Park, and we expect pretty much, a sellout of 15,000. That's as many as they're allowed here tonight, but... it's a bit complicated getting tickets. I hope that's not the case in Sydney and Brisbane, where you can't walk up and buy tickets down here. You've got to purchase in advance, and that's thrown a few people. But, whatever it takes at the moment just to be able to get to be at the footy and have a crowd here. We are about 15 minutes away from the Storm and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The games will start just after 8 o'clock New South Wales time, after 7 o'clock Queensland time. On a Thursday, while ever daylight saving is in place, and when that disappears, which I don't think is too far away, and Queensland and New South Wales and the rest of the East Coast are aligned, then I think 7:50 is when these games begin. Gerds, we won't spend too long on this because, frankly, it's been exhausted, this topic, but were you shocked at all that Cam Smith pulled the pin yesterday? The timing, I mean... That he pulled the pin and he sort of ruled out a late comeback, and the fact that he did it yesterday.
I have to say, Dan, I wouldn't have been surprised either way.
Yeah.
And I, to be honest, I haven't really followed it. So I heard that he made the decision last week, which I kind of understand. He had some time with the family and got away and was able to clear his head because, you know, for the last 20 years he's had, you know, origins and tours, and he just probably hasn't had that time to really reflect on things. So I wasn't surprised. I'm sure Melbourne probably knew a lot earlier on or... knew which way he was thinking. But I think it was nice that he announced it before this game, and the fans could come and celebrate the statue with him and come down here tonight, and even though he can't be here, and celebrate what was an absolutely wonderful career. Good on him.
Del, I thought that it was actually quite perfect because there seemed to be a concerted effort not to be the centre of attention, as strange as that seems. Because, yes, it's been talked about all summer, right? When it comes to rugby league, will Cam Smith go on? But it's not like he was giving quotes every day and sort of keeping everyone at bay and, oh, I don't know. No one could get a hold of him. Yeah. So to do it yesterday, it's not here tonight where that would be the season opener is the story tonight.
It is.
Do it yesterday. Unveil the statue. It just seemed actually quite relevant and quite appropriate.
Yeah, I think Cam's very smart with what he was doing, and I think, like Gerd said, you know, last week you were still probably thinking about it. I know the Broncos were sort of keen to sign him still, but it was the right decision for him, the right decision for his family, and I thought it was very classy yesterday. The statue might not look anything like him, but it was the right time.
Can you see any scenario in which he makes a late comeback? No preseason.
I don't think so. I would imagine, Dan, that he's given that a lot of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's, you know, diligent in the way he goes about. I mean, you've never seen him throughout his whole career chop and change. He said he wasn't going to play Origin.
Yeah.
Everyone said he's going to play Origin. They're going to give him the call. He still, I think, played three more years for the Storm, but never once did he threaten to go back, and I think he helped out a couple of times. So, no, I think he's the guy that once he makes up his mind, it's a considered decision, and he generally sticks with it.
He did, I think he did, well, I know he did some Origin commentary for Nine. I wonder if he did that and thought, geez, you know what, this is not a bad life. And he'll walk into any commentary, whether it's Nine or Fox or...
Yeah, of course.
...wanted to do radio, he'd walk into those gigs. So maybe he did that and thought, geez, not a bad lifestyle. Now, we've got a bit of a presentation that's about to take place here. You noticed Tim Glasby was here, a former Storm player, ended his career at Newcastle.
Yeah, he was in the uniform that they all seem to be wearing, so he must be part of the staff down here now. So, but there would be a few of the players that left, and I can't think of any offhand that would have finished up with the Storm last year and didn't get to celebrate with their fans. So it'll be interesting to see whether they've brought them back tonight, because they do
that well.
They do that really well, the Melbourne Storm, as Adam Reynolds is out there having a few kicks for goal and hitting him really sweetly. So that's a good sign for the South fans.
Now, no doubt a topic you guys will be talking about on the Saturday show, the Sunday show, is Adam Reynolds. Are South in the right with their stance at the moment of only offering a one-year deal? He said he wants three. Now he's softened that a little, willing to take two. Dill?
I think they should give him the... I think they should sign him for 2 years. I just think unless you've got a better option there, I think what he's done for the club, I think he's playing some pretty good football still. And, you know, last year, though, he was in the Origin mix. Obviously, Nathan Cleary was head and shoulders above anyone, but he was certainly back to where he should be. And I just think everything that you talk about at a club is Adam Reynolds, you know. Family man, the way that he carries himself, and, you know, he is like what the Bunnies want.
Let's say, Gerds, I'll ask you in this way, a different way here. Yeah. Let's say they're right in that they see he's got back problems. He has got he's had a few other injuries. They may be absolutely right in thinking he's got one really good year left in him. And we live in the salary cap era where you are rewarded for cutting early rather than leaving it 1 year too late. Is it worth signing him to a second year to keep harmony for this year, because they are such a red-hot premiership chance this year? Should they bite the bullet and say, you know what, it might affect us negatively in 2 years as a worst case if his body starts breaking down, but this year we are such a great chance. We've got Bennett. Our team is right on the song here.
I don't think that's a good way of doing business, Dan, to be honest. When you think about, you know, South Sydney and the way that they've handled their administration around retention and recruitment the last 4 or 5 years, I can't remember them putting a foot wrong, can you?
Not really.
I think they've been pretty good in those areas. So I think you just need to trust what you've been doing and making those calls. And look at the way, like with Mansour this year, I don't think it's any, like Josh Mansour had, you know, 3 really ordinary years with Penrith where he was busted and only played a limited amount of games, and everyone didn't know whether Josh was going to come back. Had one of his best years in the NRL last year, and then South, he's 31, have gone out and said, mate, we think you've got a couple of years in you, and brought him in. So I think they're kind of, they're thereabouts. They seem to put a lot of thought and go through a pretty thorough process when they sign a player or they retain a player. So I think they might be there on the money.
All right, we're getting close to the kickoff, everyone. It's Melbourne and South. It's about 10 minutes away. One more break, and when we come back, the start of the 2021 NRL season, thanks to Macca's and to Ream Hot Water.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.